Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. If you would like to write to the WIBR Warn Radio Network, you can do so by going to our contact page on warn-usa.com. Be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Facebook with hashtag WatchmanIS216. On Twitter, it's hashtag Watchman IS 216 and hashtag Warn Radio. On Instagram, you use hashtag Warn Radio. On LinkedIn, you can find us by using hashtag Watchman. And join us on USA.life and MeWe by using hashtag Warn Radio. Join us on Parler by using at Watchman DGS. And on Clout Hub, you can join us by using at Warn Radio. You can listen to our shows through the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Podchaser, Deezer, and of course you can listen to our shows by going to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. Be sure to read the pertinent articles by The Watchman. The latest featured articles on Dana Glenn Smith are God's Eternal Clock of Redemption. God's Eternal Clock of Redemption. It is where the end began, and the mystery of God's Eternal Clock of Redemption was kept secret in God, where finally were finally manifested to the church. And that's a free ebook you can download, so check that out on danaglennsmith.com. And also, Believers in Jesus Christ, Having Not Seen. Believers in Jesus Christ, Having Not Seen Him. There are many such Christians, having never seen Him, but they believe. Thus, believers and believing, blessed are you who have believed, not having, who have believed, yet had not seen Jesus Christ. And by going to warn-usa, you can read the following three articles. Transforming Hope, A Glass Darkly. It is that hope that burns in us that we are certain of our Lord Jesus Christ. And American Vipers Destroying the Souls of Men. American Vipers, yes, we have them. What will kill and destroy, yet people do this daily, sowing seeds of destruction as they go forth. Luciferian, wicked, deliberate deception. Today in America, we find a Luciferian, wicked, deliberate deception that's occurring, and there are those that have a denial of that very same deception. So you can go to warn-usa.com to read those articles and more. And now I invite the Watchman to join us.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm wonderful.
Well, that's good news.
In this first day of July.
Yeah. Oh, did you say you were wonderful or delusional?
Oh, that's where I'd like to be back or ahead somewhere where it's warm. Of course, it's been warm. It's been nice here.
Well, next week at this time, the election will be over. Maybe.
Well, the election will be over. Whether or not the ballots are in is another question. Whether or not the nation will be in civil war, I don't think it will be. But
I hope not.
Unless someone steps up to get these knuckleheaded politicians that are running the show in places like Philadelphia that don't prosecute those that are stealing and killing.
That is just so bizarre.
Oh, they call that protesting when they're cleaning out a Walmart.
No, peaceful protesting.
Yeah, a bunch of morons. So at any rate, that's the way it is. Yeah. You wonder why the people in the inner cities want their cops when you got all the liberal politicians trying to get rid of them, along with the idiot socialist communist city councils. Well, there you got it. We've seen the same trouble with Israel when most of their political establishment and the religious establishment became all backslid, falling away from the Lord. And so God sent Isaiah along to wake them up. And then he sent Jeremiah, among others, many others. And you can always trace the way a nation goes to the leaders. Always. In the direction
true.
It goes, however it goes, and that goes for national and local elections, and you can bank on it. When you have people like we've got in a number of these cities, it doesn't bode well, especially with some of those elected, like the prosecuting attorney in Philadelphia who had help from Soros. It was like $1 million plus that he got to help get him elected.
That is crazy. That should be wrong. That's extortion. It's sedition. He should have been arrested and taken out of office.
Well, there's a lot of them like that.
Soros, I know.
Soros is pouring out his money. You know, it comes from his society, his open society or whatever it is. Open meaning socialist. There's no open about socialists because there's not a socialist nation that ever made anything of themselves.
It puts people in bondage.
Yeah, it does. Well, at any rate, we're not here to talk about socialism, but I can tell you that some of the things we find in that's happening in Isaiah, you can relate right from the Word of God.
That's right.
So we're going to get into this.
Okay, tonight on Battle Lines is part 69 of Isaiah, Snare to Salvation. Snare to Salvation brings people to the decision-making process to do what is necessary. Many times it is not anything to do with salvation, but in the Lord's dealing with both Judah and in the life of people, it relates to redemption. Yet this will bring you to think about matters important. Sooner or later, it will happen that a decision will come forth from you regarding your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. And now back to you, and I'll see you on the other side.
Okay. Well, we left off in Isaiah 29:19, and 29:18 says, "And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness, as one that awakens out of sleep, or the blind." You know, when you get into the Word of God, and you have people that have fell away from it, or people that refuse to walk in it, and they're serving other gods. The words of the book become really difficult to them, especially when a nation, you know, has prophets come in and try to tell them the Word of God, and they don't understand it. And it's just like when you take the gospel and you try to talk to people that don't understand. You have to get them to understand. It's a spiritual. You don't know God the Father or the Son by physical knowledge of the world. It's discernment through the Spirit of God. You have to be awakened to the truth. The same way is with repentance. The same thing is with dealing with Judah. God had to wake them up, get their attention. In Isaiah 29:19, the meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. And of course, whenever we look at Scripture, we always find, and we went through this last week, we're not going to go through it again, but we always find where the Lord considers the meek and the poor and the afflicted of the people. And usually, you know, when you have judgment, when you have things that are happening, and of course in this we're still dealing with Sennacherib, the aftermath. And but there's a lot of things in here that are prophetic. And that is also where we concern ourselves. Now getting this week, we come to verse 20. For the terrible one, the violent one in other words, or the oppressor, the one exercising cruelty over you, is brought to naught, and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off. It's interesting when you read these verses, because the one that was coming is Sennacherib, who got defeated, but God used it to awaken the people up. It was during the time of Hezekiah as well. But if you look fast forward to the time when Israel, Judah, was in captivity in Babylon, this captivity of Babylon came to an end at the hand of Cyrus, who was also known as a terrible one. He came in and defeated Babylon. And in dealing with the Jews, he told them to go back and build their temple and go back to live. And so at the same time, you have, something happen, major calamity in Babylon, you have the deliverance of the Jews. And so it is with the coming of Sennacherib through the land that affected a lot of cities and a lot of area. And a lot of other countries could not be delivered out of the hand. So it was an oppressor that was coming, someone that was terrible. But yet, when he got to Jerusalem, this which had caused fear came to an end. And, of course, as we talk about in these, when we look at judgment, judgment is redemptive. And that's what you find yourself telling people. Even when I go through this, I am reminded of America and what has hit the country for a long time. And we have gone through a lot, the people in America. And in the world, people have gone through a lot. For instance, up in North Korea, before the Kim regime had gotten in there, where they started emperor worship, North Korea had a lot of Christians up there. And of course, when the emperor worship came in, being a Christian was at odds with emperor worship. And that's exactly what happened in the Roman Empire. There were Caesars who declared themselves to be God, and the people had no choice but to worship him or die. And so today, though, you know, the persecution of Christians over there is still grievous. And there was news that came out that maybe we can get to it next week on our show about how bad the atrocities were. One report came from a guy firsthand who made it out of there and said he had been locked up in a cage, a 3x4 cage. And he was kept there for so long, he soiled himself. He couldn't get out, couldn't move. Finally got so weak, he passed out. They took him out of there and beat him immersively, even when he looked like he was dead. And to this day, the guy's alive, but he's suffering a lot of physical problems because of the way they beat him. Now, this is the Kim regime. These are the people that Kim Jong-il is now ruling over, who was in tears not too long ago because he had failed his people. You know, and you get into China. I mean, there's a lot of ill things going on. There's a lot of terrible things going on. And if you go into America, you look and you see how the riots in Philadelphia have just taken its toll, as it has in a lot of places. And one of the main prosecutors, the prosecuting attorney that had gotten elected in there, he had gotten a bunch of money from Soros to become elected. And of course, he won't press charges. And the police were told not to arrest anyone. And so there was, from the figures I've seen, 1,000 people who had wrecked it and took everything out of Walmart, and a lot of other things were targets. And of course, when I was looking at the tape of some of it, I seen a big black woman, more than likely has kids, taking stuff out of the store because she feels entitled to. Everybody else was doing it. And see, this is the new morality in America. And so when you face trouble, you look around and you say, why have we faced this? Judah would have asked that when they saw Sennacherib coming to the gates of Jerusalem. It would be like having Russia and China surround us and invade one from Canada, the other from Mexico, and have ships on either of our coasts firing rockets. Why has this come? Well, in the case of Israel, it was because of sin. But see, God was using it here. This is just a precursor. Because in the end, the threat was cast aside because the Lord sent his angel and killed the troops. And Sennacherib himself was murdered by his sons in the house of his god, I think it is Dagon. But you see, this is the thing. This event, as terrible as it was, because they did rampage through the land, God delivered them. And it was meant, with the words of Isaiah, to bring a people to understand they need to change their ways. Now see, to America, if you look back over all the storms, all the troubles, all the fake things that were going on, even against Trump, we have got a plethora of stuff and a bunch of signs that I've covered before in these shows that would say to America, you need to wake up. But see, America being divided is not new. It has been divided. I gave a prophecy to that because God had revealed it to me during a certain eclipse we had. But you see, people don't listen today, especially in America. So you come up to one of the most divided Americas we've ever had, the most violence we've ever seen, with politicians not doing anything except blaming Washington and Trump and everybody else, when they themselves won't allow the feds to come in. You have a major election where major political figures like Nancy Pelosi have openly threatened what would happen. AOC has openly threatened Americans. So has Kamala Harris. And so Americans today, though, are gathering around Trump in the hordes Yet if he wins and the Republicans get the House and the Senate, you're going to have a war in the inner cities you're going to have to put down. Why do we have this, we would say? It's because of sin. Now see, Ice Cube was on something for 12 minutes. I didn't listen, but he was talking about they need help in the inner cities. They don't have help in the inner cities because the inner cities, who's run by certain people that are liberal and Democrat, won't allow the feds to come in, and they won't call out the National Guard. Now, in Philadelphia, he could have easily called out the National Guard. From what I understood, they have now. But see, they've already gutted the stores. But they were careful to note that this was a peaceful protest. It only took part of Philadelphia. And then it stretched a little longer. And that's what we see from the fake news when they report it. This is a mostly peaceful protest with fires in the background, openly on tape. And they're standing there saying this is mostly peaceful. You see, this is what happens when you have wickedness. And I mean open bigotry and wickedness in the news media. And we know they're bigoted against conservatives, against Trump, against anybody that supports him. And that's why up on Capitol Hill they called in a couple to stand for what they're doing. Well, when we get into Israel, we begin to see what they're doing. God doesn't call out names. He doesn't bring people before human commissions. You're answering to the Lord, and by the time he sets in and he does stuff, kids, it's too late. And if God has chosen to overthrow this nation, there's not one human on this planet that can stop it. If God has chosen to shake this nation to its core because we are wicked, we are liars and thieves, we are murderers, we have blood on our hands, and we hate, we're divisive, we're prideful, and we won't listen. So God says, okay, you're not going to listen. This is what I'm going to do. Now, folks, I've been warning for over 2 decades about judgment. I have been teaching out of Isaiah for many, many hours. And before that, I have taught out a lot of the other New and Old Testament. And there's one thing I know is judgment. And I also know repentance. Now, I saw repentance from the conservatives. I saw repentance from people, even people who were Democrats, imagine, and Republicans all repenting. But yet we have a lot of pride, we have a lot of divisiveness, we have a lot of Satanism and dark magic. And today I seen a photo on social media of a bunch of witches that were for abortion. Recently the abortionites came out, the Satanists have come out and said that abortion is the way we sacrifice to the devil. Well, I already knew that. That's why I've called it blood guilt. We know that from Scripture. Apparently, this generation doesn't understand that. And if you're going to sacrifice to the devil, all I can say is good luck there, because the babies you sacrifice will go immediately to God and their souls are preserved, but you will rot in hell in an everlasting flame with worms crawling in and out of your soul with everlasting torment. Every day to die that and come back again to face another every time, continually, the rest of your life, because you were proudful and wouldn't listen to the mercy that God wanted to give you. Now see, this is judgment, folks. This is what when we talk about in verse 20, for the terrible one is brought to naught, the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off. Revelation says it this way for a warning. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. And I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You think you're under mercy. You think under mercy and grace that you can do anything you want to. You live in a nation and you're the boss. Who is God that we should listen? I can go through these verses and I can just bring them right and tack them on your glasses or in front of a board where you can look at them and understand. And I can tell you the verses. I can show you the judgment. And I can tell you the America, not just America, but we have in France, where we had another slaying of three this time. One was beheaded, another beheading, while the beheader was yelling Allah Akbar, which is all too familiar. Right after that, we had another, former Indonesian official who called out and said, Muslims have every right to kill Christians. That is in his world. But this world is not his. He thinks it is. There are rules that God has laid down. And this generation is facing what Psalm 2 says. Why do the nations rage? Why are the nations in turmoil and the people are raging? Why are every one of them are just raging right now against God? They don't like his bonds. They don't like his morality. They've been doing it for generations. So when God is dealing with his own people, he sends them mercy and he uses somebody to wake them up so he can redeem them. God doesn't want to destroy America any more than he wanted to send Judah or even Israel, the 12 tribes. Any more than he wanted to judge them. But this God is a redemptive God. Hell wasn't made for humans. It was made for the devil and his angels. But God gives you a choice. Just like he gave Israel a choice. Now see, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And you may think, well, I'm under grace and truth today, so I don't have to worry about the law. Yes, you did. And yes, you do. Christ saved you from the law through the blood of the covenant and your repentance. And you're to walk in his light as he is in the light. 1 John chapter 1. You're not to go off and do the deeds of darkness. Though, as Paul says quite eloquently, those that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He says, as I have told you before, so I tell you again, those that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. See, people are hard to hear, hard to listen. They're stubborn and prideful. But God knows that when you reach a certain point, you begin to get some sense. There's that point where you say, I've had enough. I'm going to do whatever it takes. Well, God is being a bully. No, God is holy. But God knows how, and he's going to rule the nations, whether you as a man or a woman like it or not. Verse 21. That make a man an offender for a word and lay a snare for him that reproveth at the gate and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. You see, it was at the gate where the people, the wise men would speak, the righteous would try to tell him not to do such things. The prophets would speak not just over at the temple. But you see, the people had heard the prophets. They had heard Isaiah. The people had heard him, heard the prophets. Just like the people heard Jeremiah. They wanted Jeremiah to stop talking. They got sick of him telling them that judgment was coming. They didn't want to think about it. They didn't want to hear it. And in the end, they went into captivity for 70 years because they wouldn't listen. Having ears to hear, they did not hear. Having eyes to see, they did not see. For the things that were given were spiritually discerned, and you could not discern them any other way. So the people, as Calvin says, who bear with impatience the reproofs and denunciation of the prophets, and when they hear them, they pervert, distort the meaning of what the prophets are saying, so the people really never get the truth. Oh yeah, I know what Isaiah's saying. He's saying this, which is totally opposite of what Isaiah is saying. See, they don't want to hear it. Just like today in America, there's many of those who don't want to hear about the Christian gospel, who don't have any problem with Twitter or Google or other social sites like Facebook, reproof conservatives, or even Trump, or somebody else that they don't like. They don't want to hear anything about Christianity. If Christianity is going to tell them they need to repent, if Christianity and the people following their faith tells them that they can't go along and kill innocent babies the way you are. I mean, we don't like the death penalty in this country. We have people rioting over the death penalty. We've had them do that before. Even a murderer, someone who is vicious, they don't like it. I know of a man that blatantly murdered a young woman, got away with it for years. And he's still alive. That guy's a cold-blooded murderer. He should be dead. But see, the same nation that won't kill, won't bring to bear the penalty of justice upon those who deserve it, is the same nation. We have states today that have passed very late term abortion. In fact, when a woman goes into birth and is actually having birth, they've passed laws that they can kill that baby. Just a little injection and it'll be dead outside the womb. Because after all, it's not a person to them. And Satanists want abortion so they can sacrifice this young infant and its blood to Satan. You see, this is a time of darkness and you don't even know it. As long as you're in America, just like in Hollywood, as long as they can live in their fancy houses, their big, you know, there's a scripture that says, "Woe unto those who are at ease in Zion." For many years, many people thought, including the Mormons who went down into Utah, that that was Zion. And it was for a while to them. Now today, some of those same Mormons are afraid for what is coming. Some of those same Mormons are actually wanting it to come. And they're not the only ones. And so when this came upon Israel, make no mistake, the people couldn't get the message. Now Paul told the Ephesians that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of dark doctrine, by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. You have many out there. They've got the Word of God. They've got everything out there. And they've got big churches. They've got small churches. They're popular. They're doing all kinds of things. And they lay in wait to deceive. I'm not here to deceive you. I'm not making you pay to listen to me. I ain't begging you for money. I'm telling you the truth of God. And you have to decide, having ears to hear, are you going to hear? or not. Because I'm telling you, the things that afflict this nation are sin. It's not the white man, it's not the black man, it's not the Indian, it's not the Mexican, it's not the mulatto, it's not any race, not any color, not any creed. Even in North Korea, it's not because they're North Koreans. It's not because the Chinese are Chinese that they're persecuting the church. It's because of an entity by the name of Satan, Lucifer, the devil. It's because of principalities and powers. It's because we are in the last days, and this world is being taken over because there's going to be two, name them two harvests. One will be to the resurrection of damnation. One will be to the resurrection of the just, which will be in heaven. The resurrection of those who are damned will be damned at the great white throne of judgment, where there is no turning back. And that which comes to deceive will deceive every person on this planet who does not have their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Whether you believe in Isaiah and the Old Testament or not, whether you believe in anything. Today, on my feed over on Cloud Hub, there was a young man there, actually about a middle-aged man, probably about 45, 50, who was complaining about getting kicked off and not people not liking him. So I listened to a few things, and he was a heretic. He didn't believe in Jesus Christ. He quoted, well, there was a Jesus doing this and he died. Well, yeah, there's a lot of Jesus. There's a Jesus Martinez. If you think Jesus was Jesus back then, you're nuts. Jesus is the American name for it. He was Jesus in the Greek. He's Yahshua in the Hebrew. He is the Almighty Son of God who died and was resurrected and was seen alive by many infallible proofs, so much so that the apostles saw him and heard him, and many others did the same. So God is leading the children of Israel through a life lesson. And God, is he leading us in America through a life lesson? I have prayed, God, in your judgment, remember mercy. We shall know, and I have openly said so on this broadcast, that I can tell you when I see and finalize that word which will be given to me for I have waited to see what the Lord will answer regarding these things. For I was told many, many years ago, America as you know it will cease to exist. And many other such things was I revealed. But we shall know on this election day. But know this, even if a certain person gets elected, I tell you tonight the days are dark. There are many dark days coming ahead. And I am not talking about just America. There are principalities and evil that is gathering as you've never seen it gather before. Such of which, if you were to see them, it would scare you to death. It is wicked. For when you crawl out of the grace of God, as this nation has done openly, where are thy protectors, O orphan? O America, God who raised you up with his blessings in spite of those who didn't want it, I chose thee and nurtured thee as a child and brought thee up according to my own plan. And I would have embraced thee as a mother would her kids, her babes. And at first you took, and you received my nurture and my blessings, and then you cast them off. Where will you go, O orphan? To whom will you seek? Many of you already have sought the Dark One, and he has filled your heart with darkness and hatred, and that will destroy you. Now you see, that's destroying America and the world. And it will increase when the Antichrist, the son of perdition, the Dark One, gets here. But see, that's not the end of the story. See, the devil doesn't tell you the end of the story. And those who are stubborn, those that are even in the pulpit, those are in religion, those who are doing these other things, even those who are teaching the black arts won't tell you this. That one day, Isaiah 29:23, but when he seeth his children, the work of my hands, in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob and shall fear the God of Israel. You see, the children of Israel come out of Jacob, who is Israel. And just as parents wish the best for their children, so it is that Jacob wanted the best for his kids and wanted the best for Israel itself. You have a choice to make, but one day his children shall be in the midst of him and live there forever. If America would sanctify the name of the Lord, seek the Holy One of Jacob, our God and our Father, through Yeshua, Jesus Christ our Lord, and shall fear the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, and repent and seek his face, that would bring deliverance. But it would also bring glory to God. Now, see, in the next verse, it says, they also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. You see, the thing of it is, this particular verse could be applied absolutely to Hezekiah, because he was a good king trying to bring Israel back. Yet even Hezekiah didn't do everything correct. Israel had fallen away. But you see, another thing it could apply to the Jews, Judah, at a later time when they went into Babylon. They didn't understand. They erred in spirit. And finally, after the judgment, the 70 years, they came to understanding. And God brought them back into the land. The Apostle Paul says this, for I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. But he goes on to say, although there's blindness, so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. That deliverer is Yeshua, Jesus. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. Paul goes on to say, as concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the fathers. That election why God loved him in the first place. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. God is not going to repent of the fact that he blessed Abraham, and out of Abraham came Israel. He goes on to say, for as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. He's speaking to the Gentiles here. Because the Gentiles became the benefactor of Yahshua who came and died. The Lord went to his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. Even so, these also now not believed, that through your mercy they may also obtain mercy through the gospel, through those who know him. They bring it to the Jews and others. For God has concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy on all. Everyone is guilty. But through Christ, you can be forgiven. And when we look at what God was doing with Israel, we understand that God was always interested in the redemption, that he worked hard to bring Israel back unto himself. But they would not. And so now your country lies in a precipice. You have enemies here that have been embedded. You've had a billionaire among many other rich people who have, in fact, nurtured the fall of this country. That's why long ago, one of those who signed the Declaration of Independence, when asked if they had a country or a nation, he says, you have a republic if you can keep it. If you can keep it, America, and that today sounds out. You're not going to keep a republic without the Lord. You're not going to keep a republic if you continue the bloodshed and slaughter. And I don't mean of babies. This is killing each other in the inner cities. This is out-and-out murder. You're killing cops. You're everything, and you want peace. All of the laws in the land can't keep peace when you have murder in the hearts of people. When you have hatred and violence instead of peace. For the Lord has said, come unto me, all you who are burdened. Come unto me. And have rest, for my yoke is light, my burden is light. That though your sins be red as scarlet, they will be white as snow. And for the children of Israel, and this verse right here, verse 24, they also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine, and it can also apply to the time of the Messiah Jesus, Yahshua. Yahshua HaMashiach. When he came, many of them did not understand, but many of them did. So we have this point. So now we get into chapter 30. And the first verse says, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. That walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. See, this is a slap in the face, for it was Pharaoh at the time when Moses and Aaron were there bringing deliverance to the children of Israel that the Pharaoh said unto him, "Who is the Lord that I should let his people go?" And Pharaoh and Egypt had never changed. And for Israel, who knew the true and the living God, to go to someone who denied the God of Israel completely, that was an affront. And I can tell you the same thing. For in America that had been nurtured in the Lord, oh yes, she was. And anybody that thinks different is a liar and deceived. For this country was there. And yes, there was many people, native, indigenous. But the Messiah was not the Lord. But those who came here knew him and asked him to bless them, and he did. And he took that prayer and that small little covenant and blessed this nation. But you see, the children of Israel, you wonder how they got in trouble. They were rebellious. They were prideful. They had their temple. And to the day that they were taken out, and, you know, even during the time of Jeremiah and when Judah finally went into captivity, they didn't think, I don't think they even thought that God would do what he did. Because they were the children of Israel. They had the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The Lord God of Israel was the name. And they had priests and prophets, and they had the temple there, but they had forsaken him, and they had put one foot in hell and the other foot in the covenant of God. And that don't work. And it don't work any more then than it does today when you put one foot in the devil and you're a Satanist and the other foot in heaven saying you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ doesn't sit on the throne with Satan, O foolish one. Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings. And God the Father has given everything into his hand. And he will bring down thee. And he will fuel thy reproach. And he will pour judgment upon thee. And the nations shall know. They shall know thy sin. And great shall be the fall. But see, this is where we say, O God, in thy judgment have mercy. Let us fear the Lord. Let us serve the Lord. Let us come unto his Son for forgiveness. And let us repent of our sins that we might be healed, that God might hear from heaven. If you repent with all your heart, if you seek him with all your heart, you shall find him. Now, next week, we are going to start on that chapter 30. Woe to the rebellious children. Remember, they had the prophets. What do you got prophets for if they don't even know what the Lord is thinking? Give me a break. These are Jewish prophets. Every Gentile nation around Israel knew the Jewish prophets. Babylon, when they came in to take Israel and take them back to Babylon with them, of course they left people in the land, but they destroyed the temple, a lot of other stuff. They knew Jeremiah. They had heard of Jeremiah. They knew what Jeremiah was saying. The Gentile nations knew that you didn't mess with the prophets. of Israel. Too bad Israel didn't know that. For the Lord, weeping over Jerusalem, said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I have gathered thee as a mother hen does her chicks, but you would have none of it. Thou that stonest the prophets, was the phrase he used. Did you listen to the prophets? No, you stoned them. America, did you listen to the cries of the preachers? Well, there is no preachers preaching the truth. How do we know? Has not God raised up any voices to tell you? He has. I can name them. Shh. But you have to listen. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, for all those that hear when they do. Grant them wisdom and knowledge and understanding into your word. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Tower. So next week, definitely be in chapter 30. Isaiah 30.
That'll be exciting. It was good tonight, Dana. I liked it.
Thank you, my dear. This is my wife, by the way. So at any rate, the children of Israel, you know, they do make it because they're over there in the Holy Land right now and they got a whole bunch of Ishmael wanting to make peace with them.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And I can tell you, Trump didn't put Trump in. God put Trump in for a reason.
Yeah, and this is historic, what's been going on.
And the peace things alone that Trump is responsible for, the left will never tell you because they haven't a clue. But it is a milestone, prophetically.
It is. Yes, it is. Amen.
Remember, the same ones who praised the Lord as he rode a foal, a young ass, into town, and they praised him, Hosanna, Hosanna, is the same crowd that crucified him. That, crucify him, crucify him, let his blood be on our heads. Because Pilate said, his blood is not on my hand. So make no mistake about it. God knows the heart. And so with that, we're going to have to get out of here, Tower.
Okay. Well, good night, everybody. Thank you for joining us whenever you do. May God richly bless you in all that you do for him. And look up, for your redemption draws nigh. And I'm going to leave this with a quote from the Watchman, who says, I refuse to open the door of tomorrow with fear, but with faith. He is our hope, the Lord Jesus Christ. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Have a good night. Bless you. And may the Lord keep you. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.